Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
What's the matter, bad at picking and singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror.
Cheers, greetings, and l'chaim. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who is Christian by birth, but Jewish by inspiration, the irrepressible J-Man Shevitz.
Hola, or should I say, hola?
Yes.
Everyone, and happy Hanukkah, everybody out there, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid. We're gonna celebrate Hanukkah tonight. Gonna have a big time.
Yes, we
the
are.
Shevitz is flowing. We got the jelly donuts.
Yes, and the dreidels are spinning.
Yeah, oh, my dreidel is spinning all over the place.
I've been spinning mine all day. Which was a little disconcerting to the customers who came through the beer mine today.
They're just going to have to accept things like that on a holiday like this.
They're not going to impugn my religious feelings.
No. It's not allowed.
No. So how's things going down there in Gds country? Because you can't say the name. How's things going down there in Gds country?
Yeah, not allowed to say the name, but things are just wonderful. Another beautiful. Well, it's a cool, cloudy, misty day. Yes, nice foggy morning, but a nice day. Nice all around weather. I was chatting with my friend Cora on Facebook a little bit today, and she lives in the Netherlands, and they have lots and lots of snow there.
Really?
So, yeah, that would sounds like fun to me, but she doesn't like it.
I'm sorry.
And, hey, got Mike in the chat room.
We do have the Mike in the chat room. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. And we've got various people listening on their mobile devices all over the world.
Yes. Hopefully a lot of Jewish
BTR
people.
Yeah, well, I would think so. Listening on the BTR app on their smartphones and iPads and tablets and Kindle Fires and, you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
So they could sign in, get in the chat room, but we don't want to be pushy about these things.
No, we don't like to be. We like them to come on their own volition.
Right. There's a fine line between pushy and, you know, nagging, sounding desperate, and needy.
You should come in already.
Come on.
Come on. Sign in. It's not that hard.
Before we get too far into it, got a couple of birthday shout-outs.
Oh, very good. Go ahead.
A couple of birthdays tomorrow. A couple of people who are connected to the show.
Really?
Yes. A couple of former guests, Miss Stacy Swinton Johnson.
Oh, well, happy birthday to the lovely Stacy.
Stacy Uncorked.
Yes.
That's right.
I'd like to uncork them. What? I didn't say that. That was the man of Shevitz talking.
Anyway, so Stacy was a guest. Not too long ago, did a great job.
Oh,
wonderful guest. We need to have her back on again.
We should. She's very, very good. Very quick.
Yeah, she even said she would come back, and you know,
she
it sounded like
it.
She meant it.
Well,
no,
yeah,
I think
sort of.
I think she meant. She seemed sincere to me.
Okay.
And of course, a shout out to the one and only Cracker.
Oh my God.
Who is also having a birthday tomorrow. And let me tell you, she is already celebrating it.
No, I can't imagine that.
Yep. I think she had her first birthday drink like at 9 a.m.
When did the first birthday pictures come out at 9:10?
Woo-hoo,
look at these.
Yep. Yeah, she was celebrating it. It's not her birthday, it's her birth weekend, apparently.
Yes, as it should be.
And, she was hitting it early. And as my brother-in-law likes to say, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. So.
That's right.
So shout out to the Cracker.
All right. Yeah, it's good she's having fun because a lot of people are having fun this evening, beginning at Sunday.
Oh, hell yeah. It's Party Central all over the Jewish parts of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, Israel, New York, Florida. But, oh, and a shout out to our favorite Jew.
And who would that be, Jay?
Our best Jew friend, Miss Sweet Pea.
I know. The only Jew living in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Well, apparently there's a few more.
Well,
they keep it quiet.
Yeah. There's a commune, or as they call it, a settlement.
Every year they take a little more land.
Exactly.
A little more. Push them out. Push out a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And hi and bye to the guest who popped in and out of the chat room.
Probably an anti-Semite.
Probably. Anyway, so shout out to Sweet Pea. We tried. We actually put out a pretty serious effort to get a real live actual Jew to come on the show tonight.
Yes, we did.
And oddly enough, they all claimed that they were going to be busy tonight. And obligations.
Yeah.
Oh, sure thing. I've heard
candle.
That. Yeah, I've heard that before, man. Usually from women, but I'm just going to be so busy. Oh, okay.
And I'm sure professional athletes have heard the same thing from their agents after they broke their leg or something. Well, I don't know if I can return your call.
I have a dislocated hip. I, the phone line's going down.
What? Yeah, what? What?
Anyway, but that's okay. We don't have to have an actual Jew on. We know plenty about Hanukkah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we told all of them, you come on the show and you can tell the, you know, history of Hanukkah, or we can tell it. And they didn't know us well enough.
No, they didn't.
But, of course, we are very inclusive here.
We are.
We love everybody. We love, well, most Jews. There's a few could do without, but
one comes to mind immediately. That would be one Senator Joseph Lieberman, independent Jerusalem.
The droopy dog, Senator Droopy Dog.
You know, Jay, I wanted to get up for Hanukkah, so I wanted to go onto YouTube and play some great Jewish things. So I brought up one of his speeches. God, I almost put a knife through my heart before the show started. Jesus criminy.
Now, and the great thing about Joe Lieberman is he isn't worried about the Jewish stereotype when he stabs you in the back, rips you off, lies to you. You know, willing to do it, you know. But so anyway, Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Hanukkah
the
began
festival
in
of
one. Yeah, began in 165 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
Or B.C.E.
Yes.
Commemorating the rededication of the Temple of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts 8 days because that's how long it took the Jews to foreclose on the temple and take possession from the Syrian Greeks. And then apparently it was ignored for about 2,000 years. And
yeah.
then American Jews said, you know what? We're going to get in on this gift-giving stuff too.
Right.
And so they decided to revive Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. There's an alternate origin of Hanukkah as well, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's in dispute, is it?
Yeah, well, it was put forth in a position paper by one Sarah Palin. And I guess in 165 BCE, after the conservative Jewish temple in Jerusalem was defiled by the Syrians, there was no lighting. And the group, the Maccabees, they were very liberal. And they didn't have the wherewithal to drill for gas or fix the power grid. So they had to light candles to illuminate.
They were probably environmental extremists.
Yeah, I know.
So. Oh, anyway. And they had just enough oil to last 8 days?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's because they got a gift of God, gift from God. It was only supposed to last for 1 day, but the Jews got the candle to burn for 8. And they paid God back 190 years later. By killing the only begotten son.
I don't care what the Pope says. Damn it. They did it.
You think God's all-knowing and all that. He didn't see that coming. Those Jews are slicksters.
Yeah, they are. All right. Well, it's not surprising that the origins of Hanukkah would be in dispute. They can't even decide on how to spell Hanukkah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure that's a battle raging between the Orthodox and Reformed and what have yous.
And what have yous. The these-ins and those-ins, as they say down in your parts.
Yeah.
Hell, they have more spellings for Hanukkah than they do Mao Zedong.
Hey-o. And their little beanie, you know, they call it a yarmulke, but they spell it yarmulke.
I know.
What's up with that?
It sounds like
you also call it
a yarmulke and a yarmulke. It sounds like a dish prepared by the Scots that you wouldn't want to eat. Hey, I have some haggis with a side of yarmulke.
You can also call it a kippah.
Oh, you
like
can?
That.
I did not.
Yeah.
Use it. Huh?
Well, see, this is an educational show here.
We do our research.
We certainly do. So anyway, they're all partying down tonight. They're having their kosher meal and lighting their candles and.
Mm-hmm.
And they're singing Hanukkah songs.
And there's a lot of good ones people probably don't know about.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite is I'm Dreaming of a White Collar Christmas.
That's very good.
Uh-huh. Another good one is Jingle Bell Schlock.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah, so that's good stuff right there.
There's a more fun-filled one for the kids. It's called Reuben the Red-Nosed Rabbi.
You're not going to believe this.
No, you did not.
I have Reuben the Red-Nosed Reindeer on my list.
Okay. This is really creepy. It's creepy.
That's weird. And you know what's even weirder is I originally had it Schmendrick, the red-nosed reindeer. And something moved me to change it to Reuben tonight.
How about that?
Well, you know. G-D works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, it's kismet, Jay, which I believe is a Jewish term. And if not, it should be, because it sounds Jewish. There's one they sing, too. And it's funny. It's ironic, too, because it's a big happy song. But it's called I Saw Three Rockets Come Sailing In.
That's good. That's good.
What?
They have another one called Santa Claus is Schlepping to Town. And, of course, you know, really the big party song is Schlemieling Around the Hanukkah Tree.
That's always a good one.
Yeah. And then my favorite is Here Comes Yenta.
Well, there's another one, too, Jay.
But there is.
Yes,
a very special one.
Yeah,
there's
and
a very special one.
We even have this on a 78.
Yeah, you did a special recording of a very special Hanukkah song.
Yeah, written by our literary editor Paul Pyatt.
Very
touching. So let's play that right now.
Let's do it.
God bless ye, weary Jewish man, your Christmas lasts 8 days. Your nagging wife wants tacky jewels and a 6-day Palm Beach stay. Kids spinning dreidels for an Xbox in hopes of cash their way. So much for your comfort and joy, comfort and joy. They ask so much for your comfort and joy. Well, Uncle Hiram has bursitis, cousin Bev's divorced again. Sister Sarah dates a black man, your son sleeps with Catholic men. 30 family members at your house, your patience running thin. For you there's no comfort and joy, comfort and joy. For you there is no comfort and joy. They eat your food and drink your booze, and yet they all are pissed. You're feeling like a Polish Jew left off of Schindler's List. Use your menorah, set the house on fire like a Hebrew arsonist. That would bring you such comfort and joy, comfort and joy. That would bring you such comfort and joy.
That's nice.
That is that's good stuff right there.
That is quality entertainment at a fair price.
It sure as heck is. I could just see the whole family gathered around singing that.
Yeah.
To the patriarch of the family. Sits in his comfy chair.
I could hear them more yelling it at each other rather than singing it.
Well, you know what's another great tradition on Hanukkah?
What's that?
Opening the phone lines.
The Hebrew National Hot Dog Hotline at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
Some good hot dogs right there, Hebrew National. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that. You know, they might want to serve those at their Hanukkah celebration. You know how you cut up hot dogs into pieces, maybe wrap them in a crescent roll or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and typically around here we call them pigs in a blanket. But I guess you couldn't do that at a Hanukkah celebration,
no.
Could you?
No. No.
We'd have to call them something else.
That would be a violation of the spirit of the rules.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
They could call him the leftover circumcision in a blanket. Hey-o!
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a few things that you need to know not to do when you attend a Hanukkah party.
Really? What's that?
Yeah. Well, some of them are pretty obvious stuff, like you don't bring ham.
No,
bake a ham
don't.
For the. And you don't make cheeseburgers on the grill either. It's that whole mixing meat and dairy.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So no.
No.
Yeah, and you don't wrap your Hanukkah gifts in Christmas wrapping paper that's covered with the baby Jesus and stuff. And I only really throw that out there because I know people who would do that.
Yeah.
And in the last one. Yeah. And the last one, this is a big one. And I'm not saying that this applies to you, Matt Shugana. I'm just saying, you know, this is one you might ought to know about. It is not okay to use one of the Hanukkah candles to light your cigarette.
Really? What if I just put my face down towards it and don't touch it? Can I do that?
No, you really shouldn't. You really shouldn't. It's a, even if it's a kosher cigarette. They make those?
They should. Because I think if you ask any tobacco grower, what the hell's kosher?
Do they make kosher beer?
I bet they do, but I don't know what it is. I should have Googled.
No. Well, you know.
If they make kosher wine, they make kosher beer.
Right. Well, I know Manischewitz, I think it's coming out with a whole line of kosher stuff, so, or they have.
Yeah.
Kosher beer. Well, look at that.
Oh, Jay, and while you're looking that up, you know, folks, we have a special guest tonight. IWS has complete access to the party, the Hanukkah party that's going on at Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Hanukkah celebration. So, Jay, let's check in on him while you're looking that up.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it does. So did you find out anything about the kosher beer?
Well, I tell you what, I found out something great.
Mm.
All unflavored beers, including dark or malt beer, are kosher.
Oh, well, very good. This
includes beers like Samuel Adams, Coors, Saranac, Pete's Brewing, and Brooklyn Brewery does not list Budweiser. Sorry, guys. But virtually all beers from Belgium, Canada, England, Germany, Mexico, Norway, and the Netherlands are kosher.
Wow, goodness sakes.
Oh, so you could just get bombed during Hanukkah.
That is excellent.
It's outstanding. Again, educational.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Mike in the chat room with the link that I had already hit.
Ah. Oh, Mike, you're slowing down. Jay beat you to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a long list of kosher beers. This is great.
I wonder if Steel Reserve's on that list.
I don't see it. I'm looking for it.
Well, I wouldn't think it would be. That sounds kind of Nazi. Steel.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds Teutonic.
Uh-huh. But these Sam Adams beers are all good stuff.
Yes.
All right.
Well, the Jews are a great people.
They are.
They've
I'm a big
even,
fan.
Speaking of being a big fan, they've peppered our lives here in America with great, great athletes.
They have. Would you like to go through some of them?
Well, you know, we got Sandy Koufax, one of the greatest
right.
pitchers ever.
Mm-hmm. Hank Greenberg.
Hank Greenberg. Hammering Hank.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They've got, let's see. Well, Jay, actually, they've got a handful of athletes. Well, they have Shlomo Glickstein. Do you remember Shlomo Glickstein?
I've heard the name.
He's a tennis player. He was a tennis player. He got up to number 22 in the world.
There you go.
Uh-huh. And another tennis player, Rene Richards.
Nice. Nice.
Uh-huh.
And Brad Ausmus?
Brad Ausmus, Houston Astros catcher. Very good guy.
That's right.
Yeah, good catcher. Sean Green was another good baseball player.
Yeah.
They actually go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just saying, I saw Danny Shays there on the basketball list.
Dolph Shays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
Oh, that's right. Danny. Yes. That's right. He had a brother. And we make fun of Sage Rosenfels being the only NFL player of Jewish descent. They actually have a Jew in the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Really?
Yes. I knew I would trick you up on this. Andre Tippett.
Well, how about that?
He is Jewish. I did not know that.
I don't even know who he is.
Linebacker for the New England Patriots for years.
Uh-huh. Yep, there he is.
Okay.
He's currently Patriots Executive Director of Community Affairs.
As he should be. Jay Fiedler.
Like a tough job.
Jay Fiedler, Jay.
Right. And he's related to Arthur Fiedler.
Really?
Yes, he is.
I did not know that.
There you go.
One of the greatest early coaches in NFL, Sid Luckman.
Yep.
And the one who died of brain cancer and took way too many steroids in his life, Lyle Alzado.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Mike is talking about the kid, the guy who played for the Cardinals a few years ago, who had to tell everybody that he's not a Jew. His name wasn't Epstein, though. What was that guy's name, that shortstop?
I don't know.
And little, scrappy little fella.
Maybe
the phone lines are still open.
As they always are on the Hebrew National Hotline at 661-244-9852. And, Mike, you could call in, or you could just sit there and watch Israel be plundered by the Palestinians.
Eckstein was his name. David Eckstein.
That's right, Eckstein, yeah.
Eckstein claiming that he wasn't a Jew.
Yeah, he probably pronounced it Eckstein. Dean.
Yeah, a little, I tried to go with the Bruce Springsteen thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little self-loathing.
Oh, but, funny you mentioned music. Oh, well, wait a minute. Staying with sports, dig this, Jay. One of the greatest U.S. Olympians of all time is Jewish.
Who?
Can you name him?
No.
Mark Spitz.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I could have named him if I thought long enough.
Which is funny. Everyone thought he was wearing one of those tight swimming caps when he was... It was a yarmulke.
Yeah. Hey, we have a caller.
Yes, we do, and we're going to pick it up. 314, you're with Stupid.
With 38 seconds to go.
I know.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys.
I'm glad we went to the night show, Mike, so you could join us live again. Since, 11 a.m. is just a little too early for you.
It is.
Well, you're just getting up for breakfast, aren't you, Mike? Because you'll be
back in bed.
You'll be back in bed by 4 a.m.
It's almost time for a nap.
I know.
Yeah. Yes, Mike spends his night while the rest of the world is sleeping. Mike's on the internet searching Google Maps.
And correcting them.
I haven't done that in a while.
Oh, my goodness.
I did get back on that.
Yeah. And Mike will you'll find some funny videos or something for us for your blog tomorrow, I'm sure.
Mats to all the temples around.
There you go. Got a lot of Jews in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. Washington
oh, really?
University.
What university?
Washington.
Oh, man, that's a great school.
Yeah, I didn't know it was. I didn't know it was full of Jews.
Full of them. We have a
full
large
of them.
Community. Large community here of all different types.
Wow, if you have a large Jewish community, I know you have a large German community. That is that where all the violence comes from?
A little clash every once in a while.
Well,
who's your favorite Jew of all time, Mike?
No idea. I'd have to think about that one a long time. Einstein.
No, Einstein's not bad. I thought you might say Sammy Davis Jr. But
no. I'll keep an eye out for him.
Hello.
God. We'll do the funny stuff, Mike.
That wasn't bad. I mean,
that was good. Caught me by surprise.
And you, Jay, who are some of your favorite Jews?
Well, you know, Natalie Portman. You know I love Natalie. I've tried to do away with her and get her out of my life, but I can't.
I wish you could.
Yeah. And Woody Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's, you know. And his daughter wife, Sun Yi, she converted.
What, and, she converted to an adult?
Sasha Cohen, the ice skater.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Baron Cohen, the actor, not related. Did you know that Natalie on The Facts of Life was Jewish? Not the girl who played her, but the character was Jewish.
How about that?
Yeah. It says so on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true.
Exactly.
It has to be.
Yeah.
You know who one of my favorite Jews is?
Who?
Al Franken.
Yeah, that's a
Come
great
on,
Jew
how
for
can
you.
You not like him? And here you go, mm-hmm. Jay. I know you'll like this one. Susanna Hoffs.
Love Susanna Hoffs.
Lead singer of the Bangles. Jew.
Super Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Bella Abzug. That's a hot
one. Oh, gosh, she is hot. I'll tell you, she's really hot. Maybe the hottest Jew of all time is Golda Meir.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, Golda Meir had one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. Well, of course, when she was alive, she said this. She said, I have one thing about Moses that I don't like. He led us through the desert for 40 years, and he brought us back to the only place in the Middle East that has no oil. That is a great line.
All right, I'm checking on Susanna Hoffs. I typed her name in. And
you're doubting us?
Choice. The first choice is just Susanna Hoffs. The second choice is Susanna Hoffs' feet.
She has those.
I don't know what this is all about, but I'm going to find out.
Well, all right, Mike, you didn't really have a list of favorite Jews, but I bet you have a list of least favorite Jews, don't you? Come on.
No. I wasn't prepared. I didn't do a pre-show preparation like you guys do.
But not, well, we didn't prepare either. We both just happened to have a list of Jews we don't like. We carry around with us. Add to them from time to time.
just
mine's even mine is even in one of those 8.5 by 11 folders. And it's labeled Jews I don't like nor wish to ever care to meet.
People like Meyer Lansky. Yeah. Gloria Allred.
Oh, she's Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's a hideous human being.
Horrible, horrible person.
Boy, she fits the stereotype, though. The ambulance chasing Jewish lawyer. Oh, my God, she's horrid.
Another one who fits the stereotype, unfortunately, is David Brooks of the New York Times.
Oh, God.
You know, a member of the leisure class who, you know, works about 2 days a week. And most of the time he puts out columns for the New York Times saying that the only problem this country has is that you people don't work hard enough like me. If the working class, if the low end people would actually put out some effort for once.
Nah. I'll pass.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. And I know this one's going to be kind of controversial because I know you love him, Matt, but Benjamin Netanyahu.
He's one of my favorites. He is the Jewish Putin.
Yes.
I can fully expect him at some point to be riding horseback, a video of him riding horseback shirtless. Oh, God. Oh, what a horrid human being.
Yeah. Yeah, and that leads us into checking in on things at Errol Sharon's house again, Matt.
Oh, God, we should, because I bet things are ramping up at his party. Let's see. Let's see what's going on. Oh, God, they're having a good time.
I tell you what, the party that Netanyahu threw the day Ariel Sharon had a stroke was a huge one. In fact, it was only rivaled by the party he threw when Yitzhak Rabin was gunned down. The two happiest days of his life.
Oh, he's probably celebrating tonight playing the same audio file that we are, Jay.
He probably.
Hey guys, listen to this.
He probably has a webcam set up so you can just watch him lie there. You know, if this doesn't get his hate mail, I don't know what will. You know, Dr. Mike, there at Fan Med Rocks right here on the network, says that he gets hate mail.
I know, I heard that, and I was jealous.
Oh, I know, I was outraged. How could you get hate mail like that and not us?
I know. What's there to hate about Dr. Mike?
I know.
I'll start working on that for you guys.
Yeah, get on that, would you, Mike?
Yeah. You could just make up names, Mike.
Not a problem. Okay, here's my one. Jason Alexander.
You don't like Jason Alexander?
No, can't stand him. He's the one reason I don't watch Seinfeld.
You are kidding me. Why?
No. You don't like George Costanza?
Want to stick my hand in the TV and choke that sucker.
Wow.
Is there, all right.
Is there a reason?
Yeah. Can you articulate this?
I just did.
Oh.
Choke.
Well, you just said that you do hate him. Why?
He's just irritating as hell.
That's his job.
I know.
He's just a little too good at it, apparently.
Too good. Exactly. He's really good.
Well, I'll tell you, a Jew that I hate is Paris Geller on Gilmore Girls. Rory's friend, kind of friend. Actually, they didn't like each other that much. But anyway, Paris, I mean, that, what a cunt.
Or since it's Hanukkah, Jay, you should call her out.
Cunt. Matt always laughs when I say cunt, so every once in a while I have to say it. And Shmoop will laugh when she hears it.
Say it often enough, it takes the sting out of the word, huh?